Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. There's a couple things that were on my heart this morning. I ate a bad egg yesterday or a couple days ago, and my stomach started hurting, and it was starting to freak me out a little bit, and it actually brought me back to the trauma, I feel, of when I had my heart attack. And, you know, one thing that we do not thank God enough for, and one thing that once you lose the control of your health, it is a miracle that you are healthy today. And if you have that health, be thankful. And I kind of just wrapped that around my mind, like, man, I am thankful I'm not dealing with that loss of control, because there is a real loss of control when something goes down with health. But God will provide, and God has provided you with that health today. And don't forget that. He loves you. He's taking care of you. The second thing that's going on is our business. We just hired somebody, and I'm just going through this freak out of everything. Like, I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what she should be doing exactly, what she should be in control of, what to manage, what's most important. And these are the times, like, you got to go to God. You got to pray. And you got to ask God to show you. I'm not going to live in fear of failure. I'm going to ask God to take care of it and know that He will take care of it. He'll show me how to handle this situation. He'll show us how to get this entire business kind of more smooth, get her doing the things that she needs to be doing. Because there's a pressure when you bring somebody on and the finances go way up. And as a business owner, if you're one, you understand what I'm talking about. There is a consistent pressure to make sure you can take care of people, continue to grow them, continue to grow that business, continue to build that income so that you can pay people more money. I mean, it's a whole thing. But you got to lean on God, and you got to lean into God. And without that faith, without knowing that God's going to take care of it, I don't know how people live. I don't know how people live. I give it to those people who can try to do that without God. You have God. And you can lean on God. And there's account after account after account, which I'm going to go through today, of David who did, and God provided. If you go to chapter 11 of Hebrews, chapter 1, or verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance, and that which is the foundation of, it's the foundation of the matter. Faith is the foundation of the matter of things expected or hoped for, the evidence or the proof of things not seen. You have to have an expectation that God is going to take care of it. It's the foundation of believing. It's the foundation of everything, faith, to believe specifically what you hear. If you go to Psalms chapter 86, verse 7, it says, in the days of my trouble, I will call upon thee, and thou wilt respond or answer me. Do you have faith that God's going to respond and answer you? Do you have the expectation that God's going to take care of it? Verse 10, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to revere or fear thy name. This is David. David went through an incredible amount of things. God provided over and over and over and over and over again for him. And yet he still asked God to please show me how to continually unite my heart to revere thy name. Teach me your way. Where is your heart towards God? Do you want God to teach you anything? Do you want to learn anything? Or do you want to do your own thing, live your own life? And the irony is, and the beauty is, it's okay if you do. Go ahead. You have that freedom, the liberty to do whatever you want in your life. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Christ made you free. That's what Christ died for, that you can live the freedom that you, whatever you want to do. God, he did that for us. Christ did that for us. But how, is that the way you want to live? In fear and in anxiety, not knowing that God is there with you. You're never alone. Not having a reverence towards God and the things that he shows us in his word. If you jump down to verse 15, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy, which is that act of compassion and truth. He is pouring out his heart, and this is how he thinks of God, that God's compassionate, God's gracious, God's long-suffering, God's plenteous in mercy, and in truth. How do you think of God? Where are you with God in your life? Have you surrendered yet? Because, man, the trial of your faith, it is brutal going through that when you're learning how to just trust God and be not afraid. There is not fear in love, and God is perfect love. God is love. There is not fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. When you have the love of God in you, when you believe and have God's love dwelling in your heart, you're not going to live in fear. I'm not living in fear. I'm just living in, you know, how is God going to take care of this? Because I know he will. Where are you? Where are you? Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. Again, this is a biblical truth. This isn't me saying that. You never pray to Christos. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Again, I pray that you just show me how to manage everything and that we can get the best and get this thing rolling efficiently. I thank you for the people that we have, that you continually bring the best out of them, and that if there's anything we need to do, that you put that on my heart. I thank you for just the country and everything that's going on, that it's your will and that whatever, however you want to come out, Father, it comes out that way, which obviously it will. And I thank you again for your son and for those believers who walked before us to give us the example. I'm very grateful for your word and what it provides. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.